Welcome to GLTs, or Good Local Tips, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. All thanks to Red Energy. They're powered by Snowy Hydro and 100% Australian electricity and gas. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy.
Hello and welcome to Don't Shoot the Messenger special GLT edition. That's Good Local Tips. I'm here with Corrie Perkin.
Hello, Caro.
And I'm here with Miss Jane.
Hello, Caro.
Jane, you can start the ball rolling today. What have we heard from our wonderful audience?
Oh, look, we're getting some tips coming through, and one from listener Rosalind Rally. Helen goes parsnip, apple and lime leaf cake. She has heard this is a winner, wanted to see if we liked it as well. But actually, that's a great tip, I think, from Rosalind. It's that time of the year where you can go to a farmer's market or your local veggie providor or straight to a farm gate. You can stock up on food for, I reckon, a month. Root vegetables, parsnips, beetroots, all of them are in season and they just last for so long in
not
the fridge.
Not Kifler potatoes, Jane.
Not potatoes.
No, well, not Kifler potatoes. So they're my favourite of all the potatoes at the moment. I have a real crush on them because you don't even have to peel them and they're delicious. And I went to Hawke's Farm the other day off Boneo Road on the Mornington Peninsula, which is a really good...
I always get my Kiflers there.
Yeah, you get your Kiflers there, but they come in a bag,
a paper bag,
it has a little window, a plastic window, right?
That's it.
So I've bought the bag, and the lady said, if you want them to last longer, put them in the fridge with the window faced downward.
No.
And I said, well, it's interesting you say that because I have trouble, you know, within a week that the little shoots start appearing. She said, don't put them in a darkened drawer. Put them in the fridge. You'll get an extra week or so out of them. But make sure that your little window is face down. They do not like the light.
Do you know, that actually means they're great potatoes because, unfortunately, horrifically, most of the store-bought ones that you get from large chain supermarkets, they actually treat them with an anti-sprouting agent.
Oh,
so the little windows,
really?
Because the potatoes are alive. They're real food.
They are.
They're trying to sprout. So get the ones that are going to sprout, eat them quickly, don't try and stock up because actually they haven't got all the chemicals to stop them sprouting because how you can have a washed spud last for 2 months?
Just on the GLT.
No, that's not. I do keep mine in the fridge because often I'm sort of not using them for a while. But
just on the GLT of the Kipfler potatoes, I reckon they're the best in casseroles and stews, don't you?
Yum.
They're just the best.
I like those waxy Pontiac ones in casseroles and stews as well.
But you'd do mash, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd do that. Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about actually having just little chunks of potato because they kind of hold their form, but they're soft inside.
I love Kipflers.
Anyway. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a good local tip. Speaking of soup, which were we talking about soup?
Well, we've actually had a question, Caro, from one of our listeners, Karen, on Instagram, saying, "What's your favourite soup recipe? Go."
Well, yeah. Funnily enough, Clem, I got home yesterday, miserable and cold, and heading out to work again, and Clem served me up celeriac and apple soup that she had made over the weekend. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was a pureed soup, but so many lovely ones, Corrie. And this month's Gourmet Traveller has some brilliant, brilliant, more smarter soups.
Your spice one that you referred to in episode 130 of Don't Shoot the Messenger.
That's it, Corrie. There's a Persian red lentil soup with tahini, beetroot and fried mint. We've got our friend Tanya Brom's amazing Greek lentil soup. There's another brilliant Greek soup, which is that one with egg, lemon and rice, which is a chicken soup.
I had that lovely one about four episodes ago, Janie, when Anita gave me her big pumpkin and I made that fantastic pumpkin soup.
Oh, that's right. With the.
But can I say my favourite when I'm feeling a bit flat or a bit unwell, or indeed one of the kids are feeling like that, is to just fry up your ginger, garlic, spring onion, chilli, and then add stock and then put in anything green that's in your fridge. Broccoli, thicken it up with a couple of potatoes.
They used to sell a soup next door to your bookshop at that beautiful food shop. And I remember you gave me some when I was really sick a few years
ago. Green
soup,
it's the best. If you want a little bit of salty in it, the one I made last weekend was just a tad bland, even though I put some yogurt and some lemon juice in it. But to fry up some bacon or some sort of jambon of some sort, pancetta, sprinkle it on the top, whatever, because that can just add a little bit of oomph to it. But
I think my favourite
soups are the best.
My favourite is tomato soup. There are so many great tomato soup recipes, and I reckon they would be Brendan's as well.
A girl of simple pleasures.
Well, you can spice up your tomato soup. There's a the book club girls. Remember one book club weekend years ago, we had a tomato and chickpea soup that involves frying up the rosemary and the garlic.
Oh, and that was the night that you and I shared the bed and I had the gastro attack at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you remember? Was it slept through the whole thing. I was up, I don't know, Jane, 8 times.
Was it just gastro, Corrie?
It wasn't the soup.
There was a lot of talk about that.
But and there's another really beautiful, from an old Delicious, it's a tomato soup where you put the... You melt the bocconcini and put it on top with basil. And there's a great one in this, if another smart one in this week's Month's Gourmet Traveller, hot and sour soup with red snapper. It looks amazing.
Karen has now got the next 6 months of her life plotted out, rediscovering new soups.
Let's do that tomato and chickpea soup next week.
I've got it at home.
It's a great recipe.
We should start a cookbook, couldn't we? Remember our lovely Megan Rule, our listener and friend of the bookshop?
We've got one, haven't we? A secret cookbook?
No, Megan printed off all of our recipes for the first 2 years of the podcast, which when I think about it, what a fantastic effort, Megan. You are such a champ doing that. And she said to me, look, maybe there's something you could do for charity here. We have to look into copyright, whether we're able to do that. No proceeds going to us. And if we attribute all of the recipes to the original... We should look into that. Megan has collected every recipe we've ever talked about.
If there's a book publisher and someone who knows about food...
Give us a call.
Food book styling and planning.
I think we're sitting with one right now. Corrie, you just concentrate on Mr. Kitten Goes to Town.
I was going to say, you've got a kid's book to write first.
Concentrate on your children's book, please.
I'm sweating over that.
Now, Caro, have you managed to go out to dinner yet? Or are we off air, we spoke a little bit about the fact that maybe our good local tip is to plan ahead. Because I think everyone's sort of gotten out of the habit of, oh, it's all right, we'll catch up later. But it's actually not that easy, is it?
No. As we've found this week, when just our immediate family, obviously missing one child who's living in Amsterdam, the four of us thought, let's go out to dinner on Tuesday night. You know, let's just go out, go somewhere local. Well, four restaurants later, you know, one isn't open on Tuesday nights for the foreseeable. Three just sort of said, sorry, both sittings booked out because we can only allow 20 people. We've finally found somewhere, but you do have to plan ahead. And that is not the way I generally like to live. I like to be a bit more spontaneous. So I've got to change that, Corrie.
Well, you've got to get out of your leisure suit, Caro.
I'm sitting here today in my black lace-ups and my evening pant.
No, I agree. We do have to be a bit organised and you have to think carefully too. I think if you've got the dollar to spend, where would you most like to spend it? And don't go to necessarily the obvious place around the corner or whatever. Think about whether you've got a connection with a particular restaurateur or cafe owner and you'd really like to throw your support behind them because of all industries, apart from the arts industry, I think probably entertaining restaurants, bars, hotels, they have been decimated by this virus.
But they are changing and they're changing their businesses and they're selling their best dishes as takeaways now.
I hope they continue that actually.
Restaurant floors into delis. I mean, don't you have this theory that we should just pick three or four small businesses?
Yes, that's my theory. That's what I want to do.
Focus our attention on
them. Just for the rest of the year, just spend with, you know, one beautician. Or in your case, with those legs.
it doesn't take two different outfits to get, anyway.
And I think also being conscious.
But one restaurant, you know, one takeaway, one fruit and veg, just really just focus your dollar. I wanted to mention it's just actually coming on my phone, funnily enough, dare I say. It is from, it's gone now. Oh, Jane Manton Horn. On our Instagram account, Love Reading House of Trelawney. Well, Jane, my tip to you is that that book is still out of print in Australia, but it is due back in June this month, I understand. But Jane also asked, will footy tips be back on? So, Jane, Miss Jane, can you give us just a quick footy tips, don't shoot the messenger, footy tips rundown?
Yes, we will be doing. So the first game is on 11th, is that right, Caro?
Jane, please.
Yes.
It's etched in my soul.
She's had her legs done for it, Jane.
Double check.
Collingwood versus
she's
Richmond.
She's having a pedicure MCG. And a manicure just for the event.
A night game. It was always going to be round two and it was always going to be a Thursday night at the G. It's just a little bit later than we planned.
Just a little bit. So, yes, next week we will be tipping with our normal episode. So by next Wednesday or so you should have our tips for the first round
And how will people enrol in our tipping competition?
And all you have to do is just search footy tipping, don't shoot the messenger. And it's part of the SEN stable of footy tipping products and we'll post it on our Facebook. We'll chuck a link on Instagram. So you're right. If you've got a registration from last year, it's all good. But just search footy tips.
Tuned,
don't shoot the messenger. You should find us.
Before we went on air today, girls, we were talking about keeping warm in bed because it has been a particularly cold couple of nights. Oh, what do you know? Winter's here. La-di-da. A couple of tips. Use flannel winter bed sheets.
Oh, no.
Create layers of top sheets and blankets.
Yeah, like that, yes.
Really have lots of layers so you can pull them on, take them off, whatever.
Flannel pyjamas, yes, but not bed sheets.
I don't wear pyjamas.
Oh, I do.
I suppose if I had, if I had your hairy legs, I'd want to cover them.
The most beautiful flannel pyjamas for my sister about a month ago. They're pale pink and oversized, and Clementine keeps trying to steal them, and she keeps coming downstairs, you know, with a guilty look on her face wearing
them. I think Peter Alexander have really good flannel pyjamas, Clem, so that's another little local tip to you. Hot water bottle, Caro, if you don't have an electric blanket, get the hot water bottle out. And something that I have been doing acquiring this beautiful bath that I love in my new rental home is I have a warm bath before I go to bed. It just does wonders.
Good tip. You know, I've been having a bath every day during the pandemic.
It's so
every
lovely.
Day.
Continue that, Caro.
I've even taken a leaf out of your book and lit a candle. and there's this product.
I'll have a reading star signs before you know it, Jane.
There's a product that is not cheap, but it's the best. It's called, I think the brand is Salus, S-A-L-U-S.
Yes, Salus.
Salus. Mm. It's called Rose Bath Oil. A few drops, you don't need moisturiser if you put this bath oil in your bath. It is the most, it smells beautiful. It doesn't bubble up or anything.
And, Caro, the old Epsom salts too.
They're sitting by the bath.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, no, don't worry.
I'm glad to hear the fact that I haven't been able to get my child into a bath more than about once a week during ISO.
What have you?
is contrasted by Caro, bathing every day.
Has he been washing?
Just every now and then. Oh,
Jane,
good.
You've really dropped
your
standards.
He has a shower, Caro. He has a shower.
Hey, we also had a GLT from Felicity Savage. She recommends crushing eggshells finely, almost to a powdery form with a mortar and pestle. Place under seedlings, not a slug in sight in the veggie patch. Using an old toothbrush to flick off cabbage moth eggs from cabbage, broccoli and Brussels sprout seedlings. So much easier than trying to hand pick off. But I've heard that the eggshells, and even if you chuck them in the oven, dries them out, makes them really crunchy. And snails and slugs, they hate having to crawl over.
So do you put them under the soil or just around the top?
No, just around the top, over the soil, under the plant. Oh, and they don't like walking
Flick.
On it.
That is a great tip.
Thanks,
and I've
Felicity.
Seen her veggie garden. It's
That's
very
a really
impressive.
Good tip. I would never have thought of that in a million years. A bit like your bags that Eloise
the jute had. Bags.
Yeah, the jute bags. I would never have thought of jute bags doing that
Well,
either.
You know, Brendan says every week, but they've got big holes in them. The leaves won't stay in, but guess what? They always do.
That's true.
My compost bin, you know, now I've started composting.
Good.
It's nearly full. I've had to get, as I think I said, I've got a second one. But what do you do about the sludgy, flea stuff that comes out every time you lift the lid off? Is that a good sign?
Oh,
when
bugs
sign.
Come out?
Might mean it's a bit moist, Caro, but look, do you put paper in, shredded paper?
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, just keep it not too wet.
Throw a couple of frogs in there.
I've put in brown paper, like out of the mushroom bag. Is that all right?
Oh, yes.
The problems we have in the world. Can I just say a good local tip to grandparents of toddlers? Don't ever tell your toddler grandchildren to try and keep a secret because they just can't.
I could have told you that, Dr. Dog. That is...
Why would you?
But not only that's not the reason you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't tell your grandchildren to keep a secret from their parents.
Oh, come on. You can do anything with grandchildren. So on Saturday night, we watched Shrek, Little Willow and Harriet and myself and Pete. And then it was time for Willow's bedtime. So we put her to bed. And Harriet said, more Shrek. And what do you know? I had actually taped Shrek too.
Oh, as luck would have it.
So I said, best. It's almost as good as one. So I just said, Harriet, don't tell Mummy and Daddy that we're going to stay up and watch Shrek 2. First thing the next morning. Well, she didn't say Shrek 2. She said, Mummy, I was really scared by the dragon in Shrek. And Francesca looked at me and said, I don't think there is a dragon. Isn't the dragon in Shrek 2? Oh, might be.
Did you get a lecture?
A little one.
Well, particularly because you told her to be dishonest with her mother at the age of three.
No, just don't tell. Just don't. What they don't know, it won't hurt them. Anyway,
I think that's a little bit naughty.
You've got all this to look forward to, Carrie.
Oh, I know.
You're going to be a great grandma one day, aren't you?
Yeah, one day. One day. Hey, I don't know whether that's been of any help to anyone. Plan ahead.
Flannel sheets, or in your case, pyjamas. Warm bath before you go to bed. Lots of soup recipes. And don't ask your grandchildren to stay mum about the truth.
And get thee to a beautician. Right away. Hey, Corrie, this has been wonderful. Next time we meet, it will be the eve of round two of the AFL season, which I'm excited about, and I think you are too, because your Hawks are looking pretty good.
And they've won one for one, Caro. We're on a roll.
You're winning the footy tips. You've been winning it now for nearly 3 months. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I'm flying.
You're winning Scrabble. You're winning the footy tips. And Jane, thank you. Can you do your gardening show?
Launched a whole suite of podcasts for Red Energy. So if I can, the digital guide's been dropping a few in our Facebook feed. But we've now got a real estate show on a Monday, Under the Hammer. Tuesday is with Ash Pollard, who's a bit of a foodie and previous contestant on shows like My Kitchen Rules. Wednesday, talk parenting with Joe Stanley. Thursday is, I've got to love this one, Homestyle with Shayna Blaze, you know, the very well-known interior.
She's a customer at our shop, actually.
Lovely lady, Shayna Blaze, and then the Sport of Gardening on Friday. So, look, it's all under the
Can't
red.
Can't we have Sunday and resurrect the book pod with Corrie Perkin and Jane Neal?
Red Energy, I'm sure. We'll pitch it to them, Corrie. But thank you to Red Energy, because they've been supporting all these amazing podcasts.
Yeah, they're just doing so well with realising that football's gone out of our lives, but so many other things have come back in. So well done, Red Energy.
And they might be here to stay, who knows. But if not, it's about 8 weeks of great podcasts to go along with this one.
Jane, Corrie, don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to Caro and Corrie's GLTs. If you've got a good local tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can email feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au or join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all for Red Energy. Powered by Snowy Hydro, Red Energy are a leader in renewable energy. They're 100% Australian electricity and gas. You can give them a call on 131 806 for real Aussie energy. Thanks for listening.